The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The latest CSO figures show that fuel prices are at their highest level in 5 years. These figures show all energy fuel rose by almost 33% in April alone, in 1 month, in the wake of the Middle East conflict, and are up over 40% year on year. And we are joined now by Professor Aoife Foley, Chair in Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester. Good evening to you, Professor. This rise in fuel prices and energy prices, the impact of it, can you just, I suppose, address that? And what way is it going to play out for people?
Hi Ciara, hi Shane. It'll affect home heating oil, freight and haulage, agriculture, manufacturing, construction, aviation, food, pharmaceuticals, everything really that goes into your household basket and everything that you eat, drink, do, move. It affects everybody everywhere all over the world. That's what it does. Really.
And those tendrils, when you describe things like transport and agriculture, they affect every aspect of our life because everything is transported and agriculture produces our food. Who will be most impacted by this, Aoife?
The people really who, the average industrial wage, they would be the main people who will be affected. That would be the group most affected. Elderly people, there are some of those who would come from that group. The middle classes tend not to be affected as much. Higher income groups, they'll have to do without certain things, but they can afford it. And I know I'll have a lot of irate listeners all over the country, but they're the facts and that's the stats. And
I'm not going to push back on that. I think you're absolutely right. But can I ask you, you said the average industrial wage, there's lots of people who are living much below that. Are they insulated in some way because of supports?
Well, they will get levels of support already from Department of Social Welfare. They'll have different, payment schemes to support them. But the challenge for a lot of people is they have rental income as well. So you have people who are renting in those groups and we forget about those because we've a waiting list for houses. It's difficult for people in those income groups to get mortgages. So it's like an endless spiral and then they can't afford. So we'll see then the number of people who can't pay their electricity bills, who can't pay their gas bills, who can't afford to fill their tank if they're living in the country. So there's people, either whether you're a rural dweller or an urban dweller, we're both affected similarly, but in slightly different ways. Okay. So you may have a bus, but in actuality, for you to get the bus ticket, the cost of the bus ticket might go up now over the next few months or as the summer comes in, because those fuel prices will have to be passed along to the consumer in some shape or form.
And Aoife, up 32% in 1 month, up over 40% in 1 year. These are massive rises. The impact that that's going to have on people's lives, how is it actually going to affect them? As in, what are they not going to do anymore?
I suppose simple things is, I think people can start to see it already. I can see it in the UK. Now, they said last week in the UK, the other day, it was a Wednesday or Tuesday, they came out and said that the inflation hadn't gone up. So if anybody's aware, inflation has been increasing in the UK, as it has been in other countries. The challenge is, the reason that
I think it hit 5.5% in the UK. So I don't know what that's about, that they're saying it hasn't gone up.
But it hasn't increased since the last time it was measured. That's the point. So that would show that people are stopping to spend. So, having your three coffees out during the week, if you're a middle income person or if you've a nice job, and you're buying your croissant, I know to some people that may seem, I'm not buying.
So
as
the
many
little
of those. They cut back.
The little luxuries
the little
are going.
Luxuries.
And Aoife, what else is going? Travel, flights, are those things going?
Those sort of weekends away, all of those will be affected. And what will happen then, and what we'll see happen is that, coffee shops, they might leave staff go.
Okay.
And these are structural issues that feed into the whole of the economy.
Of
and that's why energy is so nefarious. It becomes a bigger structural question.
And maybe lastly then, are there things that individuals can do or indeed that governments can do that are useful in the circumstances that we find ourselves in?
Well, I suppose the good thing now is if we look at what SEAI did over the last few days, it's targeting house insulation for the winter, retrofits, heat pumps, all of these things, all the schemes and the structure of the schemes are becoming more targeted. So somebody who's on, say, 100 nod or 90 odd grand salary, and there are plenty of people on those kind of salaries, when they're on those salaries, for them, the way up will be, will I go on the holiday? Will I buy the solar panels myself? Or am I going to, you know, if you're a contractor and you're self-earning or you're self-employed, those, you know, you getting those supports, and somebody who's on the average industrial wage, who's put to the pin of the collar, or indeed a teacher or a nurse, you know, who's on maybe, you know, a younger person, 40, 50, 60 grand. They're the people that need those supports better than the person or the individual who's on 100 grand.
Okay.
So that's where it's going to affect us. And they're the choices that we're going to have to make now moving forward. And that will feed into tax take. And you can see now the whole thing with energy demand. And the other thing as well, people have to think about and realise they may go and buy an EV. But now there's a problem for the grid because the distribution system is the poor relation to the transmission system. So that's where the heavy investment goes. So we could see this in urban sure. areas where there are big grid issues yeah. and then because okay. of the AI in the data centres, it's very nefarious.
Look, thanks,
it's all interlinked.
Thanks very much for speaking to us this evening. We do appreciate it. That is Professor Aoife Foley, their Chair in Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.